Hey, it's Ju
and Lucy
and Sophie,
and you're listening to
Girl Talk.
Wait, hold on.
Wait. What camp are we going on?
I thought I was gonna say.
Lucy, that's not even the right line.
Oh my god, guys, can we just please do it together?
You're listening to Girl Talk Unsupervised.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Girl Talk Unsupervised. My name is Ju.
I'm Lucy.
I'm Sophie.
So, guys,
hello.
Can you just imagine? We're sat on the floor.
Like huddled.
Huddled super close together.
It's feeling very intimate.
Yeah.
Like, this is
it's
the
like
vibe.
The kind of scenes you see in the movies where they're like singing and then there's the eye contact because they're so close together.
Yes. But we're together today.
Yay!
No!
Why?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. We tried studying earlier, but like, kind of unsuccessful.
Yeah.
I mean,
Lucy was doing math.
Oh, successful ako. Pero ang dami kong backlogs.
Same. So, but it's okay. Like, backlogs that I can afford to, like, spread out. Because I'm a procrastinator.
Yeah.
I know you're not.
No, I am now.
Oh.
She's learned to adjust.
Anyways, we have gathered today, like, early. Not our typical recording date. But earlier, because I got my driver's license last week. It's my Olivia Rodrigo era, and I finally got my license.
Applause.
Yay. Wait, I
want to
show it to you guys
because
I'm so proud of this.
I'm going to show it to the audience.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you guys didn't get like those.
We didn't.
I didn't want to.
You have to print your receipt, huh? Always have the receipt with you.
They didn't give me
no,
one.
No, it's online. You go to the LPO. Yeah, you always need to have your receipt with you.
Why?
Just in case.
Oh, okay. I'll just put
print
it here
it out.
Then. Doesn't matter.
Just fold it. It's okay.
But yeah.
Holy grail.
It's like 4 years in the making.
4 years.
But the hair is cropped.
They didn't. This is like my first take.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Same. I only had one take. I had two.
It was so funny because I put on like powder and brows and my lips and lashes in the room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You look like your sister in this.
Yeah, I thought it was my sister also.
Mia also told me that. She said I look like my sister.
It's the way you smile.
Without teeth.
My cheeks also look puffy here.
Dude, I took more than 10 takes. And it's not by choice,
hair.
But because of the hair.
Because of
even the ate said, okay, one more time. Naloka si ate, sabi niya, hindi nakaka-capture yung hair mo. It's too big.
Anyway, so when I got my license, these two didn't want to hear the story yet because they wanted to hear it like now. So this is a real-time reaction.
Exactly.
Real, authentic, first time. Like, they have not heard this story before. Oh, something went boosh.
It's probably the wind.
My car.
Joke. You're so funny.
Dude, your car is fine. It's new. I mean, not
it's
new.
Not
it's,
new.
Like, it's like... newer. It's not gonna roll
I just have that
it's not a manual, right?
It's not.
Oh, see? Nothing to be worried about.
Oh, how do you park kapag manual downhill?
Girl, I don't know.
That was a question and I was
neutral
like...
Neutral or kailangan first gear?
First gear?
One of the two.
Di mo kinalaman.
Basta one is kapag neutral. I don't know if it's uphill or facing downhill. Basta one of those.
Okay. Anyways...
Okay,
I want
my
hear.
Story, and then feel free to chime in whatever, because I know you have sort of similar experiences with that, or you. I don't know, but...
Yeah.
No.
I don't know.
We did all get our license in the same LTO.
Yes.
Because so
I was like, you go to that one.
Yeah.
That's what I want to.
And
I
yeah,
like,
and then
guys,
okay,
go
Lucy,
here.
Go to
We've
that one.
We've learned from everyone's experiences.
Yeah.
So.
I've like, you two and my other friend went to the same LTO, and I was like, okay, so I'm gonna... go to that one. I think I sent my friend there because you said so.
Yeah.
So I was like, you're on my guinea pigs. I will wait for you.
I just recommend that.
Yeah,
you know?
Your insights honestly helped me because I was like mentally prepared already for what was to come, which was painful either way, but Philippine government, I guess.
Yeah.
All government agencies.
Exactly.
Okay.
So story time. Here we go. So as per your advice, I went at like 4, but hold on, wait, I have to reel back a little. I was supposed to get up at 2:30, because knowing me, I would set my alarm, wake up to the alarm, and snooze for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I woke up at 4.
Oh my god.
To my dad coming to my room, being like, Julia, what time are we supposed to go to the LTO? I said, I mean, I was like, 3? She said, it's 4. And I was like, oh my god. So I got up and I put on like leggings and a top and then we zoomed out of there. And you know, luckily traffic is great at 4 a.m. So we got there in like 20 minutes.
I remember messaging it like 4:20. Yeah. I don't know why I was awake, but I was like, hey, let me know how it goes.
Yeah, and I was like, bro, I'm late. So we went. There it took us 20 minutes, and then there's like a pile of people in the front.
Yeah, you're just lining up
already
because the gate is closed, you can't enter.
Yeah, so the guard is the one taking the names. So there was this guy who said, oh, you have to give your ID to the guard. So I was like, okay, so I gave it to the guard, and then that he calls the names based on like the IDs sequence, he gave. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my god, please let me hit the list, please, please, please. And then I made it, and I was like 58th.
Okay, that's a good number.
Yeah, it was fine. Like,
out of how many?
100 ata.
Oh my.
And this is only people like renewing or applying for licenses, not those who are like checking their engines or anything.
Yeah. So I was 58th. And then I was like, yay, on the list, I can leave for a bit. Mm. I went to my Lola's house, which is a block away. The village she lives in was a block away. Okay. And it was so nice because I hadn't seen her in a couple of months. I didn't see her for Christmas. I think we were supposed to see her, like, at the beginning of the year, but then my sister got COVID, so we stayed here. So I saw her, and then, she's so cute, because, like, she was, like, bagong gising. She was like,
why are you
disoriented?
But, of course, she was, like, so happy to see me, and she fed us breakfast. I didn't have to buy breakfast. She gave us egg. Thanks, Lola. And then, we went back at around 7, and then waited, went inside, and then the guard asked for the requirement. Then when the guard saw, like, got my requirements, he looked at me, like, up and down and was do you have a cover-up for your top? Because I was wearing sleeveless, because I was dumb. And it was, like, 4 a.m., I was disheveled, I forgot to bring a jacket, and I wasn't wearing, like, a t-shirt, just a sleeveless crop top. And I was like, no, I did not. And then I was like, I'll look for one. So I went to my dad, hoping, because, you know, my dad is, like, wears white shirts. Mm-hmm. So he typically has a stash in the car. Or a jacket. So I asked him if he had one. On that one day, he did not have one.
Oh my god.
So I was like, oh my god. But then, okay. So in the LTO, I was next to this woman who was wearing a denim jacket. And she was talking to me already, like, at the beginning of the day. Even before the requirements. Like, she was, like, making small talk with me and stuff. Like, she seemed very nice. So I thought about her and I was like, okay. Gotta kapal may mukha. Very konyo, but I'm sorry. Yes, I went to her. I was like, hey, I have a really weird favor to ask you.
Is this really how you approached her?
It's seriously how I asked her. Like, I have such a weird favor to ask. Like, I asked for her name first. Her name is Sheena. Shout out to you, Sheena. You're the best.
Is she like your age? No.
No, she's 28.
And then, like, excuse me, Paul. And Julia would be like, hey,
no, because I genuinely thought she was like young as me, because she looked young. Like, she was around my height and she looked pretty young. Good for her. So I go to her and I was like, I have such a weird favor to ask. Are you wearing sleeves under? And she was wearing sleeves under her jacket. So I was like, so you see my top, I might not, this isn't allowed apparently, so can I borrow your jacket for the day, please? I promise I'll give it back to you at the end of it. And she was like, sure! And she gives it, I was like,
or kind of like a picture man lang, no? Or no, you need to wear.
Because it said on the like a sign that like examinees have to wear. I was inside now. But they're like, examinees have to wear t-shirt, pants, clothes, shoes. And I was like, thank you.
Naka shorts ka ba?
No, I was wearing leggings. Okay. I was, like, full comfort.
Okay.
My stupid decision lang was not bringing a jacket. Because I was in such a rush that I forgot. So, thank God for you, Sheena. You're probably not gonna listen to this. But thank God for you. So, after that, you know, picture, waiting.
Mm-hmm.
The longest wait was from that point until the theoretical, which is like 4 hours.
Yours was, oh my god, that's so bad.
Wait, so what time did you take your theoretical? Like 11 or
1?
My lunch break pa yun.
Oh my god.
Yeah. You see, I thought, because this Sheena was like 54th. So I know that when she's gonna go, I'm like, oh, I'm near na. When she was gonna, the guy from the theoretical came out of the room and was like, called these names and included her name. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm soon. And she was like, the names I called, you're next. The ones I didn't call, go have lunch. And I was like,
oh,
I'ma have lunch first.
Because they only have like 8 computers.
Only 8 were
so
functioning?
Weird. And it's so slow.
That's
because
how much
they only
have 8 or 10 lang.
They only let a person in when one person is done.
Yeah.
So it's like,
and people actually take up sometimes almost the entire hour.
I get it though, because it's so anxiety inducing.
Yeah. I didn't. How long did you take your time?
I'm not even sure. I don't remember. Probably around 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was quick. I was just really anxious and I was scared to change my answers.
You're like, when you're waiting for the results and you're just like,
wait. Yeah, I know. But you know, it was so funny because I waited so long and was so bored that I was like, okay, I guess I have to write my paper now and due the next day. And I had my laptop kasi, and I was like, I'm so shy to take this out. Like, I'm in the front row. And I'm like, I don't want to take out my laptop. But I was messaging my sister and she was like, just do it. No one cares.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so I took it out. And then the Sheena didn't realize that I was still a student. She's like, is that for work? I'm like, no, I'm in school. I'm in school. So I did that. My dad gave me lunch because he was just waiting, right? So he treated me to lunch. Because there's like a bazaar, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, yes, there's food. It was mid, but there's food. And then, sakto, when I came back in from lunch, they called me a few minutes after.
Oh, wow.
And then I was like, oh, my heart's beating so fast, and I do the theoretical. And for some reason, like, not, some of the questions were, like, not in the online stuff that I reviewed.
Yep.
Which made me, like, so anxious. Some were, but some weren't. Like, the very specific ones.
The very,
like, the like, sloping thing, and, like, what.
If it weren't for you, I wouldn't know.
I was like, oh my god. So I was just like, you know, common sense and just strategic thinking. Like, which one sounds the most logical? Because I think for driving, it's a matter of which one sounds the most reasonable of all.
Did you like try to compute your grade before you submitted? Parang you see, like, okay,
I
this
did.
Is like, no, this is sure.
I don't,
sure.
No, I
at
didn't.
Least you can gauge. Like,
I wasn't even sure talaga. That's why I got so scared. So I took it. And then by the time I clicked, like, okay, I was like, Lord, please, like, literally, if I don't pass, I'm going to cry. I'm gonna go home
sayang
and cry.
The time you put.
And, like, it's been 4.5 years in the making, so if I flop the theoretical again.
The second time,
I was really gonna throw a fit. Like, I was gonna cry, and then probably wait another 4 years to do it again.
So what's your score, may we ask?
48 over 60. Passing score!
Wait, wasn't the last time parang 1 point away
from
the
one point. I was 1 point. I failed by 1 point last time.
But this was out of 40 before, no?
Yeah, it was out of 40.
Now
so
it's
this,
out of 60.
Yeah.
Oh.
We love development.
I love personal development. So I was so happy. I was like, oh my gosh, I passed. I'm gonna pass, I'm gonna make it. And then after that, diba after that, it's tuloy-tuloy na. Like, you go to the practical area. Oh, wait, but before I went there, they said, okay, Xerox your...
Yeah, mm-hmm. I told you.
The
OCR. But you said you had a copy.
No, I had it, but then I copied it there.
Oh, okay.
I should have copied it beforehand, actually. Now, come to think of it.
But you didn't waste time naman eh.
Yeah, I didn't, but then, like, it would have saved me the next... event that happened, which was
the main event.
No, not even the main event, but I went to the Xerox place and then I thought it was a Xerox place. I went to the printing place and then he said, go to the other side. And I said, okay. When I went to the other side, there was no one there and I saw the copier. So I was like, maybe it's like, you do it yourself. And then I paid
oh
the other side. So when I was touching it already, like my
oh
paper's
no.
there, like there was a lady that came in and was like, so masungit. And was like, self-service pa to? And I was like, I don't know po. Like, genuinely, because I thought she was a customer. It's like, I'm not sure po, though. And then the other side, she sabi niya, sino nagsabi? And it dawned on me na, oh, she works here. sorry. Like, I apologized. And then I was like, I stepped away and then she did it herself. But I was like, no need to be rude.
Yeah.
But, like, it confirmed that, like, no one there wants to be there.
It's pretty chill, honestly, the vibe there. They're just like, whatever, okay, yeah.
No, and that's the thing, like, no one wants to be there.
Yeah.
Except for the people in the practical examination area. Since they're outside, they seem to be having the best time of their lives. But then,
were the two guys out there, the one who's checking the engine?
Yeah, I think.
Was he like a short guy?
There's a short guy.
The short guy was funny. But then the other guys were like, not. Which brings me to the practical.
Okay.
So, like, this guy,
was okay, go to the car.
Which toll ba yan?
Like your car, you used your car.
Yeah, I used my car. Okay. So, it's not that tall. It's okay. Taller than me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, we went and then, you know, one round. And then, backwards parking. My backwards park, I didn't hit anything. But then, I was too close to the side.
Oh, okay.
And then, he was like, but I realized I was too close. Like, you know, you're supposed to realize when to adjust, right?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'll adjust. And he said, okay, dapat fail na yan, but then I'll give you another chance. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So,
oh, that's not fail, that's just minus point.
Yeah. He said fail.
You didn't hit anything.
He said fail, exactly. So I adjusted. But you know, I'm still running, so I'm like trying to get it over with. And then when I adjusted, it was too far. So I was like, oh God.
No, the problem kasi there is, it's so big, but sometimes you can't see the lines. And then the cars beside you are not also parked in the right position.
So yeah, like, that's why I got so nervous. But then, he was like, okay na yan? And I was like, okay na yan? You're done with me? Or like, I passed? And he said, okay na yan? He just got up and left. And I was like,
he doesn't even like check anything. Yeah, he's just holding it.
Yeah, he just said, go to the cashier. I was like, okay. So I went inside. And I got the email nga that said, pass. And I was like,
diba? At so you didn't even tell it to you in the car.
He just said, okay na yan. I was like, bro. So I went, see, no one wants to be there. No one wants to be there. They just want to get it over with. So, yeah, I went in and then paid, got the plastic after 10 hours. That's just the wind.
So, what time did you finish?
Like 2:15.
Oh my Which God. Is a good time, actually. That's not bad.
Bro, but I was there from like 4 a.m. So bad.
So
that's my story.
And how do you feel?
I feel wonderful. I took a long nap after. Like, when I got home, I did some internship work. And then when I was done, like, when the clock hit 6, I was like, ah, time to take a nap. And I did. So I was like, pleased.
So happy we're all in our driver girl era.
It's so, like, after that horrible experience and you have it, finally have it, it's just so happy.
Yeah. I know. It's so bad. The Philippines.
Yeah, it's so inefficient. But
yeah,
I think for the record also, like, you actually need to go through all this stuff now. Because yeah, before, like,
you it know, was so simple.
It was so simple. But then now there's like 15 hours of theoretical and then like,
I know.
Actually, some of her, the age naman.
Yeah, there's fixers.
Umabot pa sila with the time that you didn't need yet, that theoretical. So yeah, what if for them? Yeah. But like, you know, recently, the past few years.
Yeah. And then, I mean, fixers are still a thing now.
You want to know the rates?
It depends on what school you go to, actually.
It also depends what LTO you go to.
Yeah.
Huh?
Really? Yeah. Because I think I read, like, articles online, like, the people who are just stationed right outside of LTO East. And mm-hmm. then they'll, like, bring you to the kainan of all the LTO and MMDA officers, and then you can just chat them up about if they'll auto-pass you or something like that. Grab it. It's crazy.
No, but of course, we earned our license fair and square. I think yeah, that's important. Like, everyone here sucks at driving. So, it's just trying to make driving here easier if you actually go through everything. Because I actually learned a lot in driving school. And
me too, actually.
I think, isn't that the reason why things are so, they're so mahigpit now? Is because they just want to ensure
that
the people they put on the road are actually, they know.
And I think as nerve-wracking as it sounds, like, it's really a life experience that you have to go through. Like,
exactly.
Please don't use fixers. I know I have so many friends who use fixers until now, but like,
because
you just pay more for that, right?
That's a taste of how all other government agencies are gonna be like. So might as well learn it already.
Yeah.
You just have to have the patience.
Yeah, I typically don't have patience, but because I learned from you.
Yes.
I was able to prepare myself mentally, spiritually, emotionally. Actually, no, I was never gonna be emotionally prepared for if I failed the test again. Like, even John D was saying, like, if you failed, I didn't know what I was gonna do with you. Like, I didn't know how to console you.
Ashamed of yourself.
He was so happy that I passed because he wouldn't know what to do
if you failed
to console me.
Yeah. How about you? Did you have any, like, crazy experiences?
I think mine was the craziest amongst the three of us because I had the worst. Because I learned from Sophie.
I think we all have various degrees of crazy. Yeah.
Pero I learned from Sophie.
What happened with you?
I went twice.
Oh yeah, you missed the first cut.
So I went I learned from Sophie's experience, and then I told my brother also to go to the same LTO, and he had the same experience. He had the same experience, you know, you go at 8, yeah. It's done, but he was like one of the last, so that's why he was there until like 5 in the evening.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and my brother kind of doesn't know how to socialize or, you know, interact properly, so I think he had a hard time. Fair for me, so I was like, okay, I'll go there, I'll leave the house at, no, I'll get there at 6:30, early enough. I get there, and I'm like, kuya, saan pa yung LTO? And he said, umabot ka ba sa, nasa listahan ka ba? Sabi ko, anong listahan? Yung, ano, alas 5 ng umaga. Sabi ko, ha?
Alas 5?
Sabi ko, 5 ng morning may list na. Sabi niyo, oh, kailangan ko umabot para, you need to make it to the list. I was like, what the hell? This wasn't like this before, but note that this was almost a little less than a year ago when yeah. you took yours. So I was like, okay, I'll just go back tomorrow. Or I was like, what if I go to San Juan? But it was like, it was already 8:30 and yeah. I was reading through Reddit. Apparently, it's now a thing that you line up at 5 in the morning.
Since when?
Reddit's the place to go.
I think it's just, like, November, October.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, so I was like, okay, I'm just, and I was like really pissed off already. I was like, what the hell? Who does that? So it's like, okay, I'll go back tomorrow, you know. Dapat naman, you know, it should be okay na, I should learn. I was like, I was so mad that day, I treated myself to lunch. I was like,
deserve.
So I went back the next day. At 4, I want to say about 4:20, and I was like 30th on the line. So it's like, okay.
Good.
The difference is I didn't leave my ID. It's like talagang lined up in station.
Oh.
And people were talking to each other. It's kind of like everyone, you know, is in the same situation. So
yeah, that's true.
So I came back at 7, thinking it opened at 7. Yun pala, operation started at 8.
Yeah.
Diba? But when I was there, it was really quick. I gave my papers, and then they just processed it real quick. So by 9... I took my picture already, I did the biometrics and I signed. So from 9 to around like 11:30, I want to say, I was just waiting to take the theoretical.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
this is where people get pissed off because you wait so long.
Yeah.
And then, what if you don't pass? So I was like, okay, I'm just gonna wait. I'm patient naman, I even fell asleep, taka na, talk to people. And it's hilarious because the people are so friendly. So whenever someone comes out from the exam, they're like, oh, pumasa ka, hindi.
Yeah,
and then like, you can see in their faces, they're like, hindi.
Yeah,
and then others are like, they say their score. And I felt so bad because there were so many my day who came... who failed the day before, so they came back that day I took it.
And then they failed again?
No.
Oh,
yeah. I think a lot of these were, like, the motorcycle drivers.
Okay.
So I took my exam at, like, 11:40, finished by 12.
Yeah.
And I was, like, really, like, oh my god.
What was your score?
50 out of 60. I computed. I actually thought I was gonna get lower. I was just like, okay, I'm not sure about this, so maybe minus one.
Yeah.
Gauge lang.
50. What,
and then it takes a while to process. I was like, oh, okay, that's my score. And then the girl said, oh, lunch break muna. So I was like, okay, so from 12 to 1, took my lunch break. And then 1, I was like back, ready to take my exam. So I think I was like the first. And then I, from after that lunch break, and then from what I heard, parang ang daming bumagsak. But apparently, kasi they were all driving like Pajeros.
Yeah.
So yeah, the big cars.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm driving just a sedan or just a small car. So the guy was like, oh, so yeah, let's go na. So the first thing I did was, diba, check around the car. Everyone says the check around the car.
What's it called? Blow baguettes?
So people pang even opened the hood and check. I was like, hell no, I'm not gonna do that.
I didn't even do that because he just said, oh, start the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was so like, I didn't so impatient. Even do that. He was like, oh, pasok ko na. Bakit hindi mo pa din sinastart?
See, no one wants to be there.
He was so chill. I was like, okay. The mistake I made is, so I opened it, everything's locked. Because every time I park, kasi, I park facing the...
So I put it
on reverse and then I hit the...
You hit
the
thing.
The bumper. Yeah. And I was like, oh, sorry. I think that's -2. Because I looked at the rubric.
So Virgo.
And then I went forward and then I signaled, I drive around.
Yeah.
And then I was ready to park. But the guy like told me at the weirdest time na we're parking here, so bitch alanganin yung position ko. It was kind of far away, not close enough.
Yeah.
So I did the backing, but like went out. Like I probably had to readjust forward and backward like twice.
Okay.
Because I was so far.
As long as you adjusted, diba? Though.
And then when I got in, I was like within the lines, like talagang dikit na, but medyo naka-usli ako, naka-angle ako. So sabi niya, oh sige, I'll give you one chance. Ayusin mo kasi medyo nakatabi niya. Sabi ko, okay. So I fixed it and I was like, okay there. And then the guy was like, oh ilang taong ka na? Sabi ko, 21 po. Sabi niya, ah may time ka pa para mag-practice. Sabi ko,
oh my god!
May time ka pa. No, actually he didn't say practice. Sabi niya, may time ka pa. Sabi ko, time? Sabi niya, huh?
Sabi mamatay niya, siya.
But I drove, I mean, I drove well. Yeah. Except yeah. for that bathing, and I drove, like,
yeah.
appropriately.
Like a minor mistake lang.
Yeah, and he said, may time ka po. Sabi ko, huh? Sabi niya, de, joke, pasado ka na. Sabi ko, ay, okay. So, like, after that, it was like 1:30, I paid, I got my license, I was out 1:30, actually before 1:30. So, that was my experience. It wasn't bad. I mean, if you have the patience, you know, you just sit down, kill time reading a book, or like, on your
oh my
phone.
God, I had a book also, but like, I
read
couldn't,
a book.
I couldn't even...
I finished one book there.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Yeah, so like, if you have the patience, just... It was okay. The place is air-conditioned, so it's not like you're dying or anything.
Oh my gosh, I have another funny story pala from the LTO. Because, right, it's relatively clean or...
Yeah, because
so
it's
like newer. Okay. It's not the best, but then it's relatively cleaner. And then I had to go to the bathroom at one point. All their four stalls, one of them had, like, water on the ground. One of them, the lock was broken. And one of them, the door was hanging by a hinge.
Oh my god.
So I went to the last stall. I was like, okay, I guess this is the one. And then
and the flush
I
didn't
peed. Work. No, I peed. I flushed. I almost got locked in.
Oh, that's
how?
So... Like, the lock got stuck.
Yeah,
I and then you. I was like, oh my god. I was like, no. But then
you know,
I
you
got
just climb
so scared.
I wonder.
It was, no, because there was a little puddle on the
I know,
ground.
It's
so
disgusting.
I was like, so gross. So I was just like, kept... jiggling the lock, like, you know, lifting the door
yeah.
and stuff, and then I finally got out
budged.
After like a minute or something, but I was like, God, why?
Imagine they called your name, Martinez. Yeah, I mean, from other, like, my brother said he didn't like his experience. I'm just like, I mean, different. I'm just like, okay,
who likes their experience with LTO?
But I mean, it wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
But it should be illegal to have to go at 4.
I know.
In the morning
but
to
we would up. Like to thank. I would like to thank Manong Doming. Julia would like to thank her father for joining us and being our company.
Do you have anyone to
company?
Thank? For you?
My mom.
Sponsors.
Like
driving sponsors.
The people who.
The nice people in the LTO. Like, even when I got out of the room, they were like, pasado ka ba? I'm like, yeah. They're like, yeah. They're so
but,
nice. It's so funny.
Gosh.
Thank you, Kainta citizens.
But I heard, like, there were two people after me taking the driving exam, and parang the guy just auto-passed them na lang, kasi he was so tamad daw to...
That's real. I mean, that's kind of my experience.
Yeah. So something like that.
Yeah.
But they weren't any, like, it wasn't fixed or anything. Talagang the guy was just like, sige. Or something like that.
No, but to be fair, like, for me at least, the guy saw me driving.
Yeah, you were driving.
And parking. He just wasn't in the car with me.
It's like, oh!
It's a
yeah,
pretty chill.
Looks okay.
I mean,
yeah.
The whole place is chill. Everyone's, yeah.
It's just fun. Exhausting.
Pero, actually, parang 1 p.m. afterwards, there's hardly anyone na in the branch.
I really. Mine had a bit of people pa, but like, not
I guess it
compared
depends.
To
it was
the morning.
Comfortable naman.
Yeah.
Like, it was comfortable.
Yeah. But that's the... That's
Let's
the
go, Filipino government.
What the thing is so crazy is that they can't even use their LTO website to like book appointments.
I know.
Yeah.
Diba? Like, why don't you do that? Because like,
you
if
have
you
a literal portal.
National
ID. And the website's not bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually functional.
Everything's there.
Yeah.
Like the national ID, you book an appointment. So why can't you do that?
Let's
also?
Not talk about the national ID. Okay. That one, I don't have it.
I
My
don't
parents
have
got it. Another card.
Do you have yours?
Dude, some people only have papers.
I have the E. The E.
I don't ID. Have
anything at all. They sent me a text apart and you can already. Get it online.
What the?
But my parents got theirs just like 2 weeks back, na physical. Even my manang got it. It was shipped out February. They only got it now. But we applied for it almost 2 years ago.
Yeah, me too.
This episode is just us complaining about the Filipino government.
It just
well,
keeps getting
it,
worse.
That's what it's like to live here.
Yeah.
For our listeners, some... Like our 5% listeners
and
in other
tip
countries.
For those who are applying for their licenses, don't do your medical certificate on the same day.
Yeah,
oh yeah,
do
it
the day before.
The day before.
Don't do that.
Yeah, do it beforehand. It saves you
so
much
time.
Time.
And go to a place that like has hardly any people in it. Because I went to the one in Upi Town and
yeah,
I was the only one there.
I was done in 10 minutes.
Done in 5-10 minutes. It's gonna come.
Yeah, it's so fast.
How about you, Ju? One tip.
Study for your theoretical so you don't have to take it twice.
It's true.
I've talked about it before, right? On the on in here.
I think so.
You
yeah.
briefly mentioned it.
Yeah.
Yeah. For context, I took my theoretical like 4 years ago and I failed. And then I got busy, and then the pandemic happened. So, like, I didn't take it until...
Then you're, like, last week. Your student license... permit, like, expired.
Oh, yeah, I've had, like, 3 student permits.
We're considered delinquent student permits, diba? I think I read it up na parang if you don't renew it after a year, it's considered something, but after 2 years, it's delinquent. But they don't, of course, tag you as that. You just get a new student permit.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Long journey.
So, Juice took how long? 4 years?
4 years. Like, it was, I was supposed to be the first, and then you got it. Yeah. And then I was like, Lucy, let's place a bet. And then Lucy got pressured. She got hers. And then I got pressured because Lucy got it. So, I got it the month after.
I think my whole license process took, I started practicing driving June. Took the license, the student permit June also, and then February 1st was my license. So that's how long the process. But I did like everything. There was like this whole period of me not doing anything because of school.
Yeah.
So like I finished everything of the driving school before school started. So September, I took all the assessments and the licenses. January to February. So yun na. How about Sophie naman, the one who started it all?
Mine was 6 months long. From, like, the time I took theoretical and also the practical driving course until I got it. More or less
wala 6 months. Kayo sa 4 years ko.
Yeah. You're the winner.
Winner. Chicken dinner.
Okay.
Long journey. My parents still want to supervise me while driving around public spaces, but it's okay. I'll get to a confident place.
I drove now with my mom. Finally.
Like,
because every time, no, in like outside, like in Tipunan. Because for a time when I had my license, my mom was like, no, I'll drive. She doesn't like me driving with her. And finally, she allowed me to drive with her in the car. So I was like, okay.
Thank God.
And then she was like, wow, you drive like a Lola.
What does that like mean? What, like slow?
Just more aware of my surroundings, you know.
And that's what driving school does.
You yield your way. That's the best way.
You yield your way.
And my mom naman is so aggressive. And she's like complaining. It's like, what if we take this route? And then she tries it. Ay, hindi. But what if we take this route? I was like, oh my God. Yeah. I know how.
Do you drive with your dad?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm a very comfortable driver. Like.
Yeah.
It's not too fast, not too slow.
Yeah.
I'm just aware.
Yeah.
I've yet to ride with you.
Yeah.
Huh? Didn't you guys, when you guys went to my...
I mean me, drive you?
Yeah, you. She hasn't drove for us.
Yeah. I haven't driven either of you. Calm down.
You wanna do it now?
I'm tired.
Okay.
You want me to drive us out too?
No! But if you have a student, wait, no, you have a license na pala. But if you have a keep student up. Permit, it can be non-professional, the person who you're with, right? Because for a time, it used to be professional.
Yeah, as long as the person beside you is holding a professional.
Non-professional na ata, pwede.
Pwede na?
I'm not sure.
Alam ko professional pa rin.
Oh, well, at least my driver is professional.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, Manong, the best.
He can drive like the 12-wheeler trucks.
What?
That's
so scary.
I want to try though.
He's a license. We'll see Sophie next week.
I'll pick you guys up.
Imagine you in like a monster truck, like the huge ones.
But I do prefer driving bigger cars compared to smaller. Like a CR-V.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's like size sample.
When you drive like a sedan, you're like leveled with the road.
Yeah, I don't like it.
At least with bigger cars, you're a little above the road, so you can actually see. I don't know. It's.
Yeah. Personal preference.
You.
I'm fine with any. But I haven't driven our FJ Cruiser because I find that so.
He's got the big
huge.
One. The
yeah.
One. I like whittle cars.
Whittle.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, closing. It's an inconvenient system out here, but we hope our experiences have helped you. If you're gonna get your license, good luck.
Or some fun.
This is our unsponsored promotion for
you guys. By the way, this is sponsored. Wow,
my LTO Kainta. Thank you, LTO Kainta. You're so nice.
There's like probably like 5 or 6 only licensing offices, that's why. Don't go to
the main one.
Yeah. Just don't go to like license renewals and like franchises. You need to go to or the branches. One. You need to go to licensing offices. Yeah. don't make that mistake because there's only like 5 or 6 NCR.
They're not all equipped to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, cool. That's all for bye. Today.
Thanks, PH.
Thanks for nothing. Go follow us on Instagram at GirlTalkUnsupervised. You can also follow me at JuMarch_.
You can follow me on Instagram at Lucia Lizares.
And me on Instagram at Sophie_Concha. And YouTube, just search Sophie Concha. Thanks, everyone. Get your driver's license.
Let's ride. Hey, you can't catch me. Beep, beep. Let's ride.
Our special guest, Olivia Rodriguez.
And then open the door. Parang...